Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple announced changes to the App Store pricing model, which drops the minimum app price to 29 cents from 99 cents and increases the maximum from $1,000 to $10,000. It also provides for more incremental pricing in 10-cent increments up to $10, for example. It also allows setting prices on a per-country basis. Auto-renewable subscriptions can use the new pricing changes now, with other apps getting it in spring 2023. SpaceX launched Starshield, a version of its Starlink satellite internet technology designed for government and military use. The company claims it can quickly build end-to-end systems for government clients, from launching dedicated satellites to user terminals, offering additional high-assurance cryptographic capability on top of Starlink's existing end-to-end encryption. SpaceX claims Starshield service would remain interoperable with Starlink's network. Microsoft's gaming head, Phil Spencer, tweeted that the company entered into a 10-year commitment to bring games in the Call of Duty franchise to Nintendo consoles after it closes on its Activision Blizzard acquisition. He also confirmed Microsoft will continue to offer Call of Duty on Steam. Microsoft President Brad Smith tweeted that, "We'll be happy to hammer out a 10-year deal for PlayStation as well." Uber and Motional began offering self-driving car service in Las Vegas. Users booking through UberX or Uber Comfort Electric in service areas have a chance to be matched with a Motional autonomous vehicle. Users must opt into these rides. Currently, the rides are free, with plans for a commercial launch to come. The rides include safety drivers at launch, with fully autonomous service scheduled for sometime in 2023. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple scaled back its self-driving plans for its electric vehicle under development, now planning for full autonomous capability on highways only. Previous plans envisioned a vehicle without a steering wheel or pedals, so it's a big shift. Apple also reportedly delayed a release date for the car until 2026, targeting a price of less than $100,000. Gurman says Apple considers the vehicle in a pre-prototype stage without a final design or an underlying EV platform. Google announced it will bring its Waze navigation app to its Android Automotive Vehicle Infotainment OS. The app will launch initially on the new Renault Astral Hybrid and Renault Megane E-Tech electric vehicles in Europe before coming to more vehicles in 2023. Waze is already available on the phone-tethered Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. Dish Wireless launched a beta program for its postpaid Boost Infinite wireless service, offering unlimited calls, text, and high-speed data for $25 a month, although data throttles after 30 gigabytes. The beta will use AT&T's network. After fully launching in Q1 2023, this will use Dish's 5G network in addition to AT&T and T-Mobile. Connections for smartwatches and tablets will be available at the full launch. Google will roll out new search filter features over the coming days in the U.S. for English language users on its mobile apps and mobile web. This will show plus sign icons when typing in a search term below the search field, offering suggestions for narrowing it with specific words. The messaging app Telegram dropped its requirement for using a SIM card to sign up for its service. To verify users, Telegram instead partnered with the company Fragment, which will let users create an anonymous number to sign up. It also added a global auto-delete timer for all chats, upgraded its topics feature to sort group topics into multiple threads, and added a new aggressive anti-spam filter for group chats. Meta rolled out support for customizable avatars on WhatsApp, already available on Facebook and Instagram. Users can set these as a profile picture or send them as custom stickers. The privacy-focused Swiss company Proton expanded its Proton Drive end-to-end encrypted cloud storage to iOS and Android. Initially, it was only available on the web. Users can share folders with options for passwords and expiration dates. Proton offers 1 GB of storage for free, 200 GB for $4 a month, and 500 GB as part of its $10 a month Proton Unlimited plan. Microsoft launched a new communities feature within Microsoft Teams, letting groups use a shared calendar, meetings, and chat features on a free Teams tier. Teams includes a set of templates to quickly create communities. At launch, the Teams iOS and Android apps support communities, with desktop support arriving in the coming weeks. We mentioned yesterday that Android TV's only development hardware was discontinued by its manufacturer. Now, according to documentation seen by 9to5 Google, Google plans to launch a new Android TV dev kit called ADT4. This will include TV tuner hardware, use an Amlogic S905X4 processor, and support ATSC 3.0 and DBVS2 broadcast standards. 9to5 Google notes the specs appear similar to a developer box currently sold by Droid Logic. The information sources say Microsoft wants to develop a new super app on mobile that would combine shopping, messaging, web search, games, and news feeds. The report mentions emulating the mobile strategy for Tencent's WeChat. Microsoft reportedly sees this as a way to boost its advertising and search business, as well as draw more users to Teams. It's unclear if Microsoft will actually launch the app. And finally, Apple announced Apple Music Sing, a karaoke experience in Apple Music for iPhone 11 and newer devices, coming later this month. This uses on-device machine learning to process music in real time, isolating vocals in a song, letting users adjust volume from the app's lyric screen. At launch, 80% of Apple Music's catalog will be available for Sing, with more content expanded over time. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.